皆様、本日はジル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通知、本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。また
And you do that deal to piss me off, don't you?
No, sir, that's the way we open our show. Now, look, I have a veteran from the Korean War on the line. He's picketing out in front of a coffee shop in Alhambra because they didn't give him a Veterans Day discount, even though they weren't offering one. You demanded one.
Sir, I want
to... Hold on for a minute. I'm trying to tell the audience. You demanded a discount on Veterans Day. They didn't give you one, and they didn't give you your $1.35 back on your $11.35 for your ham and cheese omelet and your cup of coffee, and now you're picketing, saying that they're unfair, right?
Well, they brought the Asian man.
Yeah, oh, that's the other thing I forgot. They brought the manager over to talk to you, and you say that they brought him in just to piss you off because he's Asian.
I saw a car. I said, I want to talk to the manager, and they got on the phone, and they brought an Asian in just to piss me off, yeah. And so that's why I'm doing... Don't eat over this, no. That's why I'm here.
Well, look, if you're trying to keep people out of the restaurant, you're going to have to talk to me, so I don't know what you want to do. Now, we have a gentleman who's been hanging on very patiently from San Antonio. Is the gentleman there?
Yes, I am.
This man is a veteran of the Panama conflict, the Persian Gulf conflict. This is Veterans Day.
Is this the guy that was in Panama?
Yeah, listen.
You're the guy, all right? I want to ask you a question.
No, I
want to ask you. I have a little respect for your elders a little bit, okay?
I do have respect. Let me tell you something. I have a lot of respect for what you've done, and that's how I want to preface this whole thing.
Okay, I just want to ask you one question.
I guess I've been waiting on hold for 30 minutes. So
let this man, the man in San Antonio talk, okay?
Can I just ask him one question?
No, you've already asked me one. You said, can I ask you one? You did. I answered yes. Now, if you please give me a chance to talk.
I wanted to know what you thought of that Spielberg deal.
Okay. First of all, I don't know a lot about Steven Spielberg, sir, but I do know that Tom Hanks, another person that you were bashing a minute ago, every time this man comes on television recently after that movie was made, he does nothing but pay respect to veterans. That's all he can do.
That's true.
Now, I'm sure he's very sorry that he wasn't old enough to fight right next to you in Korea so that he could get the respect from you, but bottom line is the man does what he can, and he's very influential, and quite frankly, I respect him. Number two.
Hold on, I'm not done. He was in that movie Big, wasn't he?
Okay, yeah, and he was also one of the, what was that show where he had to dress up as a lady
so he could go with the Bosom Buddies? What does that mean, sir?
I don't understand that.
Because what kind of a pansy is that with the Bosom Buddies?
Yeah, okay.
And he's trying to do this.
You're absolutely right. What difference does it make?
He's an actor. He's portraying characters to bring to reality certain things, okay?
Right. Just like Pussy and everyone else.
Yeah, and he's in the Bosom Buddy deal.
Forget about it, man. Go ahead, sir. Yeah. Go on. Go.
The bottom line is, I truly understand where this man is coming from. I think a lot of the veterans really don't believe that it's a thankless job to be in the military.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, like I tell the trainees when they first come in, that's what gives it such honor. We don't come in it for the money. We come in it so we can serve our country. Whatever that means, whether some people sit behind a desk and others carry a rifle for a living, these people come in and make personal sacrifices when they join the military, and it's not for the money, it's for the honor, and it's certainly not for the thanks. It does make you bitter at times. It absolutely does. My bottom line point to this man is, if he wants to make this point to the nation like he's doing, to refer to Asian people as monkeys, you really think you're going to get your point across?
That's just what I call everybody.
I don't believe that. I really don't, because you haven't called any of us monkeys yet. If I were to tell you that I was Asian, I'm sure you would have referred to me as a monkey, but thus far you haven't done that.
Let me tell you, you put your hands on me, you're a monkey like the rest of them.
Nobody puts
their hands on me.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, did you ever see that TV show Combat?
Yes, I have, actually.
That's a hell of a deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. And McHale's Navy was good, too. Now, the thing that I want to say...
What's that supposed to mean?
No, it's funny. It was a great show. But what I'm trying to say is, that's what we're here to talk about, is it?
McHale's Navy, wasn't that... That was an accurate depiction of the Navy, huh?
I don't want to go there. I'm not in the Navy. We have that inter-service rivalry. I don't want to get into that right now.
That's Mr. Henry. If you were standing in front of me, sir, and
you'd probably grab a fistful of his shirt, wouldn't you? Because that's how you express your displeasure.
You're goddamn right.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I thought McHale's Navy is a very accurate...
You try to make fun of the men who served in the Navy, huh?
No, sir. I'm trying to calm you down and get a little sense of humor out of you, okay?
Yeah, we are. Both of us are. Look.
That McHale's Navy was a phony baloney deal.
Okay. Well, I guess.
Naturally.
Yes, sir. And what this man is trying to get across, I understand, but I don't think he's a good representative of our cause, in my opinion.
Look, all I'm doing, buddy, is fighting for you and me as a couple of veterans to get
Sir, are you a member of the VFW?
Sir, I'm with the American Legion of VFW, too.
And have you organized your group and done something constructive and not used racist terms by doing it?
I called up Bob Fitzgibbon, who's a dear friend of mine. He was in the United States Marine Corps. He's one of them guys that was riding the Navy equipment, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this son of a bitch is falling apart. I can't get him up off of his couch because he's at home watching, what's that damn Solid Gold?
Oh, I see.
All right, and so he's falling apart. He's old.
Okay.
So, and then the other guy I called up.
Okay, you're calling up your buddies, and they didn't want to come out
right.
And pick at the diner with you.
They're all sons of bitches, probably.
Well, no, they're not sons of bitches, but this one guy, he just came back from the hospital. They cut off about 6 feet of his intestine,
well,
and this guy's crapping into a sack on the side of his body.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
Good, we got it, okay? They got problems, all right?
I'm out here by myself. Trying to get a little something for the veteran.
I understand. And listen. A lot of times veterans do feel like they're by themselves, and I understand that. But listen, just please listen, just for a second. Just listen,
don't think about
what you're going to say next. Just listen to someone. What I'm trying to say to you is your point may be, good intentions.
Don't eat it.
See, there he goes.
You can't tell people to not eat. You have to listen.
I'm listening to him.
Please listen, just for a second. Your intentions are good, in my opinion, but the way you're going about it, you're not going to have your friends out there when you're making racist comments on a national radio show.
I'm not a racist. I've got...
When I came back from Panama or when I came back from Saudi Arabia or Kuwait,
if I were to refer to
any Hispanic person in San Antonio with an ethnic slur, I wonder how long I would survive.
But I bet you when you were in the Persian Gulf, you called them ragtops, didn't you?
I sat in a foxhole with one of them and actually befriended him.
That was a coalition force. It was a coalition,
the color of his skin. So what I did was I got past my racial bias and opened up my mind and realized these people have the same things at heart that we do. They wanted some freedom. They wanted democracy. Whatever the cause was over there, and that's not for me to figure out. That's for the government. But I made friends with the very people at the same level I was at. Just because they had different color skin mattered not to me.
All right, okay, I've listened to you. Now, all I want to say is I got $11.35 for the ham.
That's a hell of an omelet price.
Ham and cheese omelet and the cup of coffee. And all I'm asking for is $1.35. Which should be 10%, and an apology from the Asian for the...
The apology from the Asian for what?
Well, for the restaurant for bringing an Asian over.
That seems to be the theme of...
That's the theme of... Yeah, exactly. You want to... You know what? You're going to be standing out there all night. You'll probably get pneumonia, and then it won't matter that they... what was it? Bob Fitzgibbon that's crapping into a bag? Because you're going to have worse problems, okay? You're going to be dead.
Absolutely. I mean...
Bob Fitzgibbons had 6 foot of colon taken out.
Okay.
And he's dumping it into a...
Sir. This is not Dr.
Yeah.
Welby.
Oh, man.
What we're trying to do is just make you understand you're not getting your point across
audience. I got you, buddy. I understand.
And nobody's trying to insult you.
I know that, and God bless you for your great service. Where was it? In Panama.
Yes, I was.
In the Persian Gulf, and I watched the whole goddamn thing on television.
Seems like the whole nation did.
Well, I'll tell you, it was a heck of a deal.
Yes. I'll be honest, you know, it's very tough. If I could tell you something. When I came back from the Gulf, I went into a model store to buy a model for my cousin, and I was brand new to this base in Arizona, and they required a check guarantee card for me to write a check. Well, I was brand new,
whatever.
So it took about 2 months for one of these cards to come through.
What?
So I used my military ID card, and the individual behind the counter told me that I couldn't write the check for the model because I didn't have a check guarantee card, and the military ID card was not enough to identify me. I felt a little upset about that because he had a sticker in the window of his store that said, "I support our troops."
Right.
My question to him is, sir, how, in fact, do you really support us? He really couldn't answer that. Now, he was of the South American descent. Not one time did I feel like firebombing his store or picketing his store or referring to him as using some sort of ethnic slur. I was upset with the process. I was upset with the lip service that, you know, maybe some people do pay to the military. They're not quite as respectful as they should be. But there are different forms for you to discuss this in, and you probably just need to do it a little bit calmer.
I think you said that very well. Lloyd, did you hear what he said?
No, I think Lloyd, he's probably on the roof of the rifle right now.
Lloyd, are you there?
I ran inside. What did he say?
Okay.
You ran inside where?
Into the restaurant.
Oh, my God.
All right. Sir, thank you very much for your call. I think you were very articulate and made a case very strongly.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. You went inside.
I was getting a mint. What did he say?
You were getting a mint. Thanks for your call. Phil Henry Show, and thank you very much for the GD. I'm sure that did me a world of good with the people. Anyway, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Get David Lee Roth on the horn. Van Halen's looking for a new frontman, says the story here, actually from Sunday, this past weekend. The band's changed singers. And according to our news story here off of Yahoo, the band has changed singers more frequently than Spinal Tap swap drummers. Their latest singer, lead singer Gary Cherone, has announced he's leaving Van Halen. After 3 years in Van Halen, Cherone announced on a Thursday of last week that he wants to pursue new musical ventures. Cherone joined Van Halen in 1996 when his band Extreme broke up. Cherone replaced Sammy Hagar, who had stepped in after David Lee Roth quit in 1985 to pursue his solo career. David Lee Roth of the Glue Over. I had a great time singing with the band, and I wish Eddie, Alex, and Michael all the best. Eddie Van Halen, Alex Van Halen, Michael Anthony, Cherone said in a statement issued by his attorney, I'll see them in Boston. The Cherone-fronted Van Halen only released one album, 1998 slow-selling Van Halen 3. They call it Van Halen 3. Why was that called Van Halen 3, do you know? Oh, they made a lot of albums, but they only made Van Halen 1, Van Halen 2, and that was Van Halen 3. The remaining members of Van Halen are working on a new CD, but there's no word on who will be doing the singing. So they have not yet hired a lead singer is the point of that. And on the line with us from the South Bay is Jeff Dowder. He is a lead singer and drummer with the group The Dark Horse, newly reformed, by the way, because of so many problems that they had with... I know that you guys had a terrible van crash that took the lives of three band members, Jeff. And I know that you guys have done some restructuring yourselves, correct?
That's true, Phil. And it's never really an easy thing, you know, when you're on the road, you're touring, you've got record dates, you've got club dates, you have a band member go down for whatever reason, you know, you had a lot of band members go down for drug problems. We had two members of our group who were hospitalized from drug overdoses back before we went into the studio and did our first demo sessions, and that, you know, kind of slows things up.
Why are musicians so self-destructive some?
Well, it's not every musician. I mean, I think it's unfair to characterize it. I think you have a lot of extreme personalities involved in making music. I think the pressure is very difficult, and a lot of guys can't handle it. But I think that in the case of Van Halen, I think there's a golden opportunity here, you know, to do some kind of interesting, kind of extraordinary. Excuse me, I'm a little bit nervous.
God, that's fine.
I was going to say, I have had experience as a lead singer and as a drummer, and I think Van Halen has a golden opportunity to go to a paradigm which I think was successful for a lot of bands, and that is a lead singer who also doubles as a drummer.
You know, that's a thing that's always bugged me, seeing a singer who's also the drummer. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, it doesn't happen all that much. I mean, Genesis and Phil Collins. Phil Collins, the drummer of Genesis, he came out front, though, and he became lead singer. There's a few bands that have done it. Rare Earth, I think, was another one. But I think if Van Halen has a golden opportunity to utilize a drummer who is also a lead singer.
What about Alex Van Halen, though? They have a drummer. They need a lead singer.
My things I've heard is that Alex is getting ready to hang it up.
Is that Alex Van Halen's going to quit the band?
Well, if he's not ready to quit the band now, that he's going to step out front, maybe do something else, keyboards, something like that. So, through our manager, have tried to make contact with Van Halen.
For you to step in?
I would certainly like the opportunity to audition. I know they've probably got a lot of people banging on their doors. I mean, there's no doubt Van Halen's one of the biggest groups you know, in the last 30 years in rock and roll. But, I mean, I like the opportunity. And I think that I bring something to a band that a lot of bands lack. I have a background in jazz. I have a background in classical music, as well as I do singing. And I have studied Van Halen's music. I know what they do. It's pretty basic three-chord rock and roll, you know. But I think the power trio is something that we would like to see back. I am a lyrical writer, too. That means that I write on the lyricists of our band. And
the power trio, there's an interesting thing that you mentioned. The three-man band, you know, the three rock gods. You know, I don't know, Triumph and how many, ZZ Top and...
Yeah, Rush, a few. Cream was one. Hendrix was a power trio. I think there's a great opportunity, and I'd like to take that opportunity if I could.
Can you give us an example? Because I know that Michael told me that you're at home in your at-home studio, correct?
Well, I'm near a drum pad, and I can give an example of what I'm talking about. I have studied a lot of the vocal phrasings and a lot of the vocal stylings, I think, of David Lee Roth. I'm going to put the phone down, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead.
I think that Van Halen is very basic, and I'll give you an example of what I can bring to the band, because I not only bring a drumming skill, but I also bring a vocal skill, and I can do, I can approximate, I think, and deliver on a new level. And
well, what song are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing Jump. This is a classic, classic Van Halen tune from the early 80s called Jump.
Okay, this is Jeff Dowder of the Dark Horse singing Jump by Van Halen.
Okay. One, two, three, I'll get up! And nothing gets me down. You got it wrong! Y'all say the roughest around. I get up! See, that's basically what I'm talking about in terms of what David Lee Roth, who is a much more strident, I think, much more animalistic kind of singer,
and that also is the drum. That's a different drumming style, isn't it, than Alex Van Halen?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, hold on. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia. And now, here is Phil.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder is with us. He's with the band The Dark Horse. I want to make it clear to everybody, Jeff, that you are actively looking for some... You're angling for an audition with Van Halen, correct?
Well, I think it would be difficult, Phil, to pass up opportunity to audition with a band like that.
What about the work you're doing with the Dark Horse?
I think it's a situation where you've seen Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, you've seen Neil Young, he's done his own touring, and I think it's a situation where I know that I can juggle both sides of the what would be the demand on doing it.
All right, now Gary Cherone has left the band. You are you are convinced that Van Halen can get along as a trio.
I believe they can if they was to hire, for instance, anybody like me. I mean, drummer singer. The drummer singer is a lost art in rock and roll.
And again, Alex Van Halen goes where?
Well, I mean, I don't want to push him out of a gig, but all I'm trying to say is that I think that they should give me a listen. And
you would be looking for Van Halen to fire Alex Van Halen so that you could be a part of it.
I think it's more economical. I respect very highly Alex Van Halen's technique. I think he has been one of the seminal drummers in the history of rock and roll. I do believe that it's time for him to move over and to let the band grow. And I think it's time for Alex to sort of open his eyes and move over, you know, and let's get it on. And,
And you think that you could bring that to the band?
I think I bring a different drumming style than Alex. I know that Alex is very basic. I mean, I can give you an example, Phil.
Jeff, you're in your studio. You're at the drum pad, right?
I'm just at a drum pad right now. It's just a very basic thing. Alex is very, but this is Alex Van Halen. I mean, I'm sure we're all familiar with the tom-tom setup at the beginning of Got It Bad for Teacher. Okay, everybody familiar with that. What I would do is I bring something a little bit different, you know, like the tune jump, which I think is very basic, you know. One, two, three. And then you do your basic drum roll. I get up, and nothing gets me down. You got it wrong. I get the roughest around. So, I mean, you know, with all great respect, I think to Alex Van Halen, Phil. I mean, it's done time for Alex. He's over. You know. I would say just stick a fork in it, man, and let's move on. Yeah, I mean, I said
stick a fork in Alex Van Halen, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful, man.
Well, it sounds extremely disrespectful because this guy and his brother have been with the group, and that band.
They never heard a voice, I think, that is as distinctive as what I think I could bring to band.
All right, we got a few phone calls on the line here. Jeff Dowder with the Dark Horse is on the line with us. Tampa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Your voice sucks. You don't know the words.
That's your opinion, man. That's your opinion.
First, you don't know the words, and for two, you don't know.
What are the words to jump?
What's that?
I get up, and nothing gets me down. You got it.
Stop, you're killing me. Shut up.
Yeah,
you suck.
Guess what, dude? Those are the words. So
hey, don't quit your day job either.
Read it and weep, man.
Don't quit your day job.
Read it and weep.
Hey, why don't you play a longer cut of those drums? Because I don't think you know how to play the drums either.
What is your musical background?
I have none.
Yeah. What told me that's what I was going to hear? What told me? My day job, man, is being a musician.
Is being a musician.
That's right, man.
Well, you
and
must
I'm
be starving.
I'm not pulling a hose out of the back of a Stanley steamer van like you.
Well, so, what makes you think I sell? Hey,
right,
what
look,
I do is really
irrelevant
really
to what we're talking
because
about.
I'm not
are you
the
saying
one
that,
on national radio trying to con people into thinking that I can actually sing or play drums.
I'll tell you what I am doing that you don't have the guts to do. I'm angling for the gig in Van Halen, okay? They got an opening. I'm saying that I'm available. That's what I'm saying. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, okay. But I think you're pretty foolish. I think you're wasting your
time.
I
want to ask a question about the drumming style here, okay? Because I'm not a drummer. I know what I like, and I'm hearing it over a phone, and it sounds very rudimentary, if I could say.
Sounds like crap.
Hello, man. Mr. Non-musician. I got a jazz background. I've got a classical music background. David Lee Roth's solo drummer, Greg Bissonette, was just a drum teacher, okay, when he was in the band. So, check it out. Tell me what's wrong with this, man. One, two, three. I get up.
Okay. And thank you for dropping that S-bomb.
Check that dude out, man. Dropping the old S-bomb, man. Very, very uncool.
I got it under control, okay?
Very uncool, man. And I'll tell you again what I say to him before, that I'm angling for the gig in Van Halen. I'm coming right out and I'm saying it on the national radio broadcast. I'm angling for the Van Halen gig. Anybody else want to have that gig, they ought to step up to the plate, man, and let people know what's up.
All right, and I respect you for that, okay?
And I think that people call up and say, you know, that that I suck or whatever. Naturally, they're going to say that because there's a lot of jealousy in the music. It's time for the Van Halen band to move in the new direction. I mean, to move in a new direction. And I think that I'm an answer, at least a possible answer.
Okay, Texarkana, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, hello.
Yes, hi.
Hey, dude, man. I tell you what, I got a background of driving around smoking pot in the back of a car and singing out real loud, too.
No, dude. Now, I'm talking about professional experience, man.
Listen to you, though, man. You sound like you're banging on a tin cup with a spoon, man. You got to be stoned.
Do you have a drum pad there?
Phil, I'm working on
it. I'll tell you what. I'm not
hold
a singer.
On, man.
We all listen to you on national radio, and it really broke our ears, right?
Check it out, man.
All right, you check it out. Listen,
no,
you listening?
Yeah.
Keep talking about love. My love is rotten to the core.
Blows.
Keep talking about love.
Yeah, it blows, man.
Like I know you before.
Hey, man,
I've been to the
edge. You
know,
that
sucks.
Dude, you can't be in
that sucks. And I wouldn't try to put that on national radio.
You just did, brother.
Well, I know I did, but
yeah,
that was because you.
Hey, man, you can't be in Van Halen and be coming on with no Southern accent, neither.
Now exactly. And you can't be on Van Halen with the doobie hanging out of your lip beating on a tin pan. Man, you're a whore.
Oh, hey, man, you think that's funny, huh?
I thought it was funny, yeah.
Funny.
Hey, check this out. Hey, man, I got if you got a tin ear, man, that's where, not talking about tin cup, you got the tin ear, man.
Well, let me tell you
check
something.
Check it out.
I spent $10 on a couple of video tapes and a couple of cassettes to listen to Van Halen, and if you join the group, I ain't spending 10 cents on the rest of their career.
Hey, man, and what if it was the best music what you ever heard? Then what?
It wasn't you.
Huh?
It wasn't you.
How do you know, man, until you hear it?
We're hearing it tonight, and
it sounds...
We're hearing it
right now. You're horrible.
Wait a minute, man. The last singer in Van Halen was a total debacle.
Hey, let me tell you something. You talking about me having a Southern accent? Let me tell you something right now.
What?
Andy, I can sing for Van Halen, too. Keep talking about love.
Ain't working, man.
Andy,
ain't working, dude.
To the core.
Check it out.
I got one bullet.
I get up.
I already shoot this guy.
Man,
there's your Southern accent.
Down.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Horrible. Out.
Yeah, dude, you're horrible, man. You're out. You're over. Stick a fork in him, man.
We got it already, okay? And the fact that you're having these arguments with these people, you're going to get a lot of people calling up, Jeff.
Phil, let me interrupt you, okay? I've been in the music business now 10 years, and I hear a lot of people with jealousy who don't want you to reach out for your dreams. I'm reaching out for my dream is all I'm saying. And I know that I could be on the Van Halen. And check this out, man. You know.
I know. You're gonna sing Jump.
No. Let's check it out. Have you seen her dancing in the moonlight? See, I don't know the lyrics, man, but you know the song that I'm talking about?
Yeah, Dance the Night Away.
Okay. Just check the drumming out, man. I don't know the lyrics on it. Have you seen her dancing in the... Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
It sounds like you're hitting the sticks together, man, okay?
Well, it must be your phone.
It could be my phone, and if you had a drum kit, it probably would sound a lot better, and we'd be able to hear what you're talking about. But what I'm hearing is not translating very well, and I think probably if you're going to sing a Van Halen song, you don't know the words.
I don't know all the words of Van Halen. I mean, I got it bad. I'm hot for teacher. Yeah. You see what I'm saying, man? It is a style, man. It's a style.
Well, that was David Lee Roth's style. Sammy Hagar hit his style. You got your style. Here's Memphis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I don't really think this guy knows what he's talking about. You're telling me Alex needs to step aside, correct?
Sir, your phone is... can you back away from the phone or something? Because it's a little muffled.
All right, how about now?
That's fine.
Yeah, man. Alex, all I'm saying is it's time for the band to move on.
Man, Alex has revolutionized drumming and rock and roll. Do you not think that?
Yeah, but I think he's over, man. He's 5 minutes ago. What?
All right. Can you do a drum roll?
Yeah, here we go. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Here we go. One, two, three. That's a drum roll, brother.
This is a drum roll.
Are you?
That is a drum roll, my
friend. Dude, that's pretty good. Who do you gig with?
Nobody right now.
You ain't playing not no professional or nothing?
Not right now, man.
I got
my one-year-old trying to play it.
Well, hey, man, that wasn't bad. It's not as good as me. Well, I mean,
hey,
you're
no,
not...
Man. Hey, I'm not
okay,
disputing.
Man.
I'm not disputing at all.
I want you to hear something, man. Check this out.
All right.
Tell me if this is good, okay? Ready?
All right.
Here goes. What'd you think of that?
That's pretty straight. You're not doing that.
What?
You're not doing that, dude.
Bull
what are you
crap.
Playing on?
What?
What are you? Are you playing on your lap?
Was that the? Were you playing the drums there?
What do you think I'm doing, man? I'm not here for my health. Yeah.
No, man. No.
What are you talking about? Check it out. That's what I'm talking about, okay? So, read
well,
it.
One more question, all right?
Yo.
Do you think you could have played as good as Bonham? You think he needed to step aside
yeah,
before
Bonham.
He kicked the bucket, man?
Yeah,
tell
man. Hey, Bonham should have stepped aside, man. Otherwise, he'd not be dead.
Oh, Christ, man.
Oh, come
Jesus.
On, man. The dude died of a drug OD.
He died of a drug overdose?
Yeah, man.
No, nuh-uh. He's fixated on his own vomit there, pal.
Oh, I see, man. That wasn't a drug overdose. He just puked, like, because of no reason whatever. That's baloney. Check it out, man. One, two, three. I get up. And nothing gets me down. You got it rough. Can you sing like that? Not.
Stick with the, whoever you're with, man. You're not gonna kick Alex out, but you're
dog
good,
horse,
but you're
man.
Not that good.
Okay, dude, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Oh, man. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back here with Gene Krupa in a minute. Show 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder from the Dark Horse with us. Van Halen looking for a new lead singer. Gary Cherone has left the band as of last week. I don't know whether he quit. He says that he quit, and the band says that they quit, and that he quit too. So what? I don't know what the dispute is. But in any event, they're looking for a new lead singer. Jeff Dowder is a drummer for the Dark Horse. He is also a singer, and you are angling for that job. I mean, you've made no bones about that, right?
Well, yeah. I just feel that. You know, it's time for, you know, kind of a new modality, if you will, for Van Halen.
And your drumming style is extremely unorthodox.
Well, I thank you for that, Phil. I think that...
Well, I'm not necessarily paying you a compliment, okay?
Well, I mean, if you look at a lot of the drummers, like Alex Bonham, Neil Peart, I mean, they're all pretty good, but, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm saying that, plus I bring a lot of comedic value. I mean, we do some shtick on stage with Dark Horse, like a Richard Carpenter stick, because a lot of things, I really relate to bands that had drummer lead singers, and the Carpenters, believe it or not, had a drummer lead singer. Karen Carpenter was a drummer and a lead singer. So we do this kind of comedy routine on stage where I play, I'm Richard Carpenter, and I've, you know, he had like a lisp, and we do like the shtick, and we put the phone down and go, hi, I'm Richard Carpenter. If someone would have just given my sister a sandwich, like maybe Mama Cass, that would have been super. And then I do, you know, why does the birds suddenly appear every time you're near? And we do that, you know, so there's a lot of different things.
You know, I thought that was so tasteless.
I'm sorry?
I thought that was so, hi, I'm Richard Carpenter. If someone would have given my sister a sandwich, I think is tasteless. Do you get a laugh?
Well, we do that on stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, they say it's... I mean, I'm not there to hurt nobody or anything.
I think that's really lame and tasteless, and we've heard all the Karen Carpenter jokes, but that's my opinion. Laguna Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, you know what?
Yeah.
You have no rhythm, brother. Give it up. You have no rhythm. And you know
okay.
something
you
else?
Know some man, maybe
Jeff,
you just don't
Jeff,
know. Maybe you don't recognize rhythm.
But listen, you know that drum sample, that fabulous drum sample that you played for that guy?
Yeah.
It was electronic, bro. It was not real.
Bull crap, man.
Bull crap.
Bull.
Hey, brother,
hey, man,
I've been playing drums for 6 years in a band. Because I know.
Check this out. Okay, check it out.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm in Laguna Beach. I don't know exactly where you're at, but I'll be happy to give you lessons for free just so you'll learn how to play, because I'll tell you what.
Yeah, man. This is so bitchin'.
You suck.
Get up!